Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. I'm Harold Herring, and my fine wife Bev is on a special assignment today. Yeah, I've seen some things in my life. I've traveled in all 50 states, 18 foreign countries, England, Ireland, Scotland, Brazil, Sweden, Denmark, Canada, Mexico, Israel, Egypt, Greece, Switzerland, the Bahamas, Japan, Hong Kong, Taiwan, South Vietnam, and France. I've ridden a camel to the pyramids in Egypt. I've climbed the Eiffel Tower. I've viewed the Parthenon in Athens, Greece. I've toured the Palace at Versailles in France. I've been in the tomb where Christ was raised from the dead. I've watched the sun rise on the Sea of Galilee before crossing over in a boat. I've prayed at the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem. I toured Hearst Castle, the Tower of London, the Louvre, and most every monument and museum in Washington, D.C. I've traveled the Alps in Switzerland. I've been in a boat following whales off the coast of Maui, Hawaii. I've spoken in 500 cities during a five-year period, different cities. I've met five presidents of the United States, Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan, George W. Bush. I've attended two World's Fairs, Osaka, Japan, and New York City. I sat three rows behind the bench during one of Michael Jordan's last professional basketball games. I watched Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris of the New York Yankees play in the first Major League Baseball game I ever saw. I've heard amazing stories of valor and traveled with those friends of mine who are Congressional Medal of Honor recipients. I've traveled with heroes and a few zeros. I served as an administrative assistant to a United States Senator. I've seen the Mona Lisa and other valuable pieces of art. I've seen $1 million in cash and a $100,000 bill. I've been to five different state fairs, eight different county fairs, three rodeos, more pickpickings than I can count, and an oyster roast I'd like to forget. This would not be complete without mentioning my fine wife, Beth, of 46 years, 6 months, and 19 days, who's seen the highs and forgiven me for the lows. Experiencing life with her is a joy beyond description. And my parents, I'm certainly blessed to have Mr. Harold and Miss Anna Ruth as my parents. In summation, I've been places, seen sights, heard things, met people, and done some pretty amazing things, and maybe a few dumb ones along the way. However, as 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, "But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." In spite of everything I've seen, all the things I've heard, the places I've been, the millions and hundreds of millions, if not billion, of dollars people save through the strategies of the debt-free army, nothing that I have seen, heard, experienced, or even thought about can compare with the things that God has prepared for you and me. I want to read 1 Corinthians 2:9 again, this time in the Classic Amplified Bible. "But on the contrary, as the scripture says, what eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and has not entered into the heart of man, all that God has prepared, made, and keeps ready for those who love him, who hold him in affectionate reverence, promptly obeying him, and gratefully acknowledging the benefits he has bestowed." Did you catch the last part of that scripture? We're to gratefully recognize the benefits that he has bestowed on us. The scripture doesn't say that he's going to bestow on us. It says that he has bestowed benefits on us. We're not talking about benefits just in the sweet by and by. though they're obvious. We're talking about the benefits, as some call it, in the nasty now. Psalm 103:2 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." The Hebrew word for blessing is barak, and it means bless, praise, salute. This word is also defined as to bless oneself. How do we bless others? Well, no, let me say it this way. How do we bless ourselves? By being what it says in 1 Corinthians 2:9. Let me read part of that again from the Classic Amplified Bible. "All that God has prepared, made, and keeps ready for those who love him," it's you and me, "who hold him in affectionate reverence," that's us, "promptly obeying him and gratefully recognizing the benefits he has bestowed." So we need to, I think we on this call today, we need to take a moment and praise God for his benefits. Let's start with the basics. He woke you up this morning. That's a great start. He clothed you in your right mind, the mind of Christ. That's an incredible blessing. He gave you air to breathe, food to eat. Where would we be without it? He either gave you a computer, a cell phone, or some electronic toy, something where you could listen to this call, or maybe later read the blog. I'd say that's a pretty good start, wouldn't you? I strongly recommend that you take the time to create a list and list all the ways in which you've benefited from God's goodness, grace, mercy, and favor. "When I think about what the Lord has done for me," I love that song. Hallelujah, I do. Can't sing it now, but I love it. "When I think about what he's done for me, I get pumped up about the things he's prepared for me." I want to do 1 Corinthians 2:9 again, this time in the Message Bible. "No one's ever seen or heard anything like this. Never so much as imagined anything quite like it. What God has arranged for those who love it." Here are 7 things that we should know about what God has for us, his benefits. 1, spiritual blessings prompt natural benefits. 1 Corinthians 9:11, Classic Amplified Bible. "If we have sown the seed of spiritual good among you, is it too much if we reap from your material benefits?" The greatest blessing in the world is being a blessing to others. And that's the one thing you can do to ensure even greater blessings in your own life. 2, words fitly spoken bring benefits. Proverbs 12:14, New Living Translation. "Wise words bring many benefits, and hard work brings rewards." Speaking words that bless and encourage are worth much to the hearer. Much to the hearer of those words. And yet, it costs us little. 3, living a righteous life brings immediate benefits. Living a righteous life brings immediate benefits. 1 Timothy 4:8, the New Living Translation. "Physical training is good, but training for godliness is much better, promising benefits in this life and the life to come." Did you hear that? Promising benefits in this life, right now, and the life to come, eternity. President Theodore Roosevelt once said, "A thorough knowledge of the Bible is worth more than a college education." Can somebody say hallelujah and amen? 4, recognize God's benefits are beyond our ability to repay. Psalm 116:12, Classic Amplified Bible. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? How can I repay him for all his bountiful dealings? Number five, we must praise God for his benefits. Psalm 13:6, and Young's literal translation says, I do sing to Jehovah, for he hath conferred benefits upon me. Praising God. You know, somebody once said, during happy moments, praise God. During difficult moments, seek God. During quiet moments, worship God. During painful moments, trust God. During every moment, thank God. Wow, that's amazing. Number six, meditating and living the Word brings benefits. Psalm 119, verses 16 and 17. Again, in Young's literal translation. In thy statutes, I delight myself. I do not forget the word. Confer benefits on thy servant. I live and I keep thy word. And number seven, giving increases your benefits. Luke 6:38 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Give, and gifts will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, will they pour into the pouch formed by the bosom of your robe and used as a bag. For with the measure you deal out, with the measure you use when you confer benefits on others, it will be measured back to you. There's one more scripture that I'd like to share with you. Psalm 68:19. Bless the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. Hallelujah. When does God want to give us these benefits? Daily, right now. It is an absolute fact, absolute, that every day God wants to give us benefits beyond what we can see, think, or imagine. But you and I have to accept this benefit package and walk in it. Every day, I'm asking God to expand my imagination to grasp the reality of what he's prepared for manifestation in our lives. I'm asking him to remove and reveal any limitations or hindrances that would keep the free flow of his abundant provision from my life, my wife, my family, and ministry friends. And yes, that includes you. So we should praise God and prepare to walk in his benefits. Two things, stay with me. First, our dear friend Yvette celebrated her birthday two days ago. She's a mighty woman of God, an accomplished actress, and a precious friend of ours. Yvette, our prayer is that the next year you will experience the best year of your life and a sevenfold return on everything the enemy's taken from you. Happy birthday, belatedly. Second, join us tonight for Sunday Night Live. You'll be blessed by the teaching. You might even want to get up and run around the room. Tell your friends to join us as well. Go to heraldhearing.com. Click the button that says, Join Harold and Bev, Sunday Night Live. Hallelujah. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to heraldhearing.com up at the top where it says, Sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails. And keep thinking rich thoughts.